There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc.
And
it starts now.
That is what today's show is about on The Psychic and the Doc. I'm Dr. Pack. I am here with Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. Today, it's all about the love hangover. For those of you that are just creeping on after February 14th, every year you just creep on over right past February 14th. How you feeling today? Mark, how you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good, even though the theme of the show is the love hangover. You know, I'm glad that we're spending some time. Last week, you know, we were talking with Marcy Newman, the Heart Shift coach.
Yep.
And, you know, the theme is love upside down and sideways. And we were joking, and I said, well, we got a post-Valentine show. And Dr. Pat, you said, yeah, well, a love hangover, and eureka, here we are. Because love is got to be the most complex emotion. It affects us, I mean, in every possible way. And I think it's important for us to talk about this. And, you know, this is a call-in show, so people can call in and ask a question about what they're going through, you know, get your take on things. And I know that, you know, speaking of love, one of the great, I'd say, romances of the 20th century had to be John and Yoko. And today, February 18th.
Controversial.
Right.
Totally. LH love hangover deal there. Totally.
Yeah. And today is Yoko Ono's 88th birthday. And Dr. Pat, I bet a lot of our listeners are not aware that you actually interviewed Yoko Ono.
Yeah, I did.
What was that like? Shows,
well, I'll tell you, when I first started doing this, there was a group of people on the list I wanted to interview. I'd just gone to New York and had seen a piece of her art. It was called The Cross of Nails, and it was down in the Village. And, you know, I was always fascinated by her. And, you know, if you grew up in our generation, you grew up with the hate relationship for Yoko Ono. So many people had such negative energy towards her. And, you know, there was no real kind of reason except for floating rumors. She broke up the Beatles. But the question mark is, what do we know about Yoko Ono? Well, here we are. Two women, Diana Ross, love hangover. Mary Wilson passed away as well. That was a loss.
Yes.
And yet we hang on to their message. You know, we hang on. I don't know how much people know about Yoko Ono, know about her message. But we're talking about people that when you see them, you see love. When you see Diana Ross, I don't care, like, when I saw her in person, it doesn't matter. When you just see her, Diana Ross, she's got that love vibe, right?
Yes.
She's just got something about her. Now, is she a shrewd businesswoman? You bet. Did she cut through the ranks of some of the most, my God, horrifically challenging music industry for women ever? Yeah, did she marry a billionaire? She did. But what is it about those songs? What is it about when we get to that Valentine's Day and we're hearing something like, I got the sweetest hangover, right? I don't want to get over. Don't need no cure. Don't need no doctor. Don't need that. What is it about that that we hang on to?
Because love makes life worth living. It's like no other sensation. You are just so immersed in the energy of another person. You know, he or she makes your heart flutter, just takes you to a whole new elevation. You know, the ancient Greeks believed that in the concept of the soulmate, and that when you fell in love with somebody, you were half a soul now becoming one. The Hindus believe when you look in the eyes of someone that you love who truly loves you back, you're glimpsing the light of God. I think that love gives people a sense of wholeness, completeness, a sense of inner peace and joy that we're starved for until it actually happens. And yet it's also a very fragile thing, very fleeting. You know, I mentioning Yoko, you know, people had trashed her, hated her. It's like she was punished for loving John Lennon. And there's, you know, a love hangover right there. You know, because she loves someone, she's been punished for it. And I think after all these years, people need to cut her some slack. She's an icon in the entertainment industry. She's a part of history. She saw the man that she loved more than anything in the world gunned down in front of her by a psycho. I think she has more than paid the price of love. And I've heard people joke about Meghan Markle being the Yoko Ono of the British royal family. Well, that's not a nice thing to say. You know.
Oh, I was going to say, damn, that's pretty good. Was that like somebody said that about her?
Yeah, I've heard.
Okay,
oh,
I was
yeah,
gonna
she's
say,
the,
wow.
Well, you know, it's like Harry and Meghan, they love each other. They risked, I don't know how much they gave up in material comfort, but you know, Harry essentially, look, I don't really need to play this game anymore. So love can motivate people to do just some incredible things. And yeah. Then when it's gone, or it goes haywire, which all too often it does, we suffer that love hangover.
So you want to hear a tidbit? This is something that got me like super happy. And then we're going to go to the phones when we come back from break. Yoko Ono, when I did the interview with her, I wanted to ask her so many questions. And we were really, what's the word, censored. We were not able to ask her what we wanted. And I almost got the question out. And I started to ask the question. I started to ask, what part of Imagine did you write?
Yeah.
And then it was like, she was gone. Okay, I saved that question for last because I knew that they'd be like, you gone, don't ask her that. In 2017, Music News announced, finally, she joins John Lennon with credit for writing Imagine.
Wow.
2017. And I ask myself the question, what is it about us that we can hold some level of disdain or resentment or blame or anger or I don't know, whatever the energy of that is, we hold that. Even when John Lennon pointed it out, I think in an interview in 1980, and he talked about on BBC, the British radio, right? It is one of the most beloved songs, Imagine.
Yeah.
And then there is a credit in there that never gets credited. It never gets to be Lennon Ono. And later on now, a lot of the lyric they say in the concept of the song came from Yoko Ono. And I've wondered about that. In Yoko Ono's book in 64, what was that book? Grapefruit. I think her book's called Grapefruit or something.
Yeah, it is.
You get lyrics like that. But we are now living in a time where if we hold on resentments and anger and we hold on blame and shame and all of that, our bodies can't take it. And that's going to be the thing, the burden we have to carry, right? in so many ways. But today we've got a live call-in show. 1-800-930-2819. We've got people calling in already from Las Vegas. We got people from Indiana. We're taking your calls. We're also taking your questions Facebook. What's your love hangover? You got one? What would be your love hangover today? What does that look like? What does that feel like? All of the above. Mark, we're going to take some calls. You're going to do some connecting today, aren't you?
We're going to do some connecting, and you're going to do some inspiring. So we are ready. We are the psychic and the doc.
And I tell you, Yoko and John, they inspired each other. Okay, don't turn the channel off now. That's actually a true fact. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, more with the psychic and the doc. And one of my all-time favorite women, Diana Ross.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
How do people, no wonder why I had to study psychology. Just look back a few years. How do people find out about you? How did they get copies of your book? And how do they stay plugged into what's coming next from you? And then we're going to hop over to the phones.
Right. You got to go to my website, evidenceofeternity.com, and sign up for my newsletter. Please sign up for the, I invite everyone to sign up for the newsletter, because that'll keep you up to date on upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc and other things Dr. Pat and I are doing. We're going to be writing, co-authoring an article for Best Holistic Life magazine, a very awesome publication for people interested in health, spirituality, mental and spiritual fitness, and definitely if you want to get a one-on-one reading, a private reading where I get to spend an hour with you and find out about my books, evidenceofeternity.com. And so Dr. Pat, you know that my new book, it's official now. It's coming out October 5th. And Dr. Pat is one of the amazing endorsers. And thank you for endorsing the book. And so, you know, we'll be talking about that more as it gets closer to it. But in all my books, as in all of your work, Dr. Pat, we all have to concentrate on the most important energy in the universe, love. And so we are dealing today with love hangover. And so are we ready to go to the callers?
I'm ready. Who do we have, Jacob?
First up, we've got Jan from Las Vegas. Jan, you are on with the Psychic in the Dock.
Hi, Jan. Welcome to the show.
Right now? Oh, hi. Thank you for taking me, Dr.
You're
Pat
live.
And
yeah,
Mark.
Great to have you.
Hey, Jan.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Hi. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to be this show. It didn't say it on the post that was sent to me. Darn it. But to tie it in, I can share a small poem to tie in the love hangover, if you want me to.
Sure.
I just have a question on my health.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a very short one.
Okay.
But I use it for Valentine's Day every year. And it's just called Love, and it goes, "We love love. Love is divine. Love is surreal. Love is for real. It defines our life. It completes our humanness. It belongs to you and I. It is our true nature. As two hearts fly." And that's it. It's very short.
Wow. That was a love hangover moment.
So, oh, good.
How can we help you today?
Well, I had called in a few weeks ago and about my health, and Mark gave me both of you said great things, and Mark gave a great reading. And I just wanted to ask one more question about it. And basically, they've been doing a lot of work on me. They've been taking out a lot of blood because I have this hemochromatosis thing. And Mark was feeling the Epstein-Barr, too, which I have had. I just wondered, when does this whole thing start to get better? Because they're taking blood out of me every few weeks, and it's going to keep going for a couple more months. And I'm still not coming around yet. And I feel like there's more to this than this blood thing. And Mark had said something about thyroid. But I just wonder if they're going to, if I'm going to come out of this and be able to start living again. I really want to just be more normal and alive.
Well, absolutely. I mean, health is, I mean, we're talking about love, but I mean, health is number one, because unless you have health, you know, life is very difficult. Let me open up to frequency.
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
All right. Male energy coming through, and what I'm getting with him, yeah, he's zeroing in on your thyroid, and he's saying that what's happening with every 2 weeks, they're establishing a baseline. He said that they're also working on, meaning your healthcare providers, are going to start working on some type of hormonal balancing therapy. Okay, that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And I know I was talking about my book in October, but I'm getting October in response to things for you are going to start looking up by October. So to recap, what the spiritual energy is conveying to me is that, yeah, they got to do the every 2 weeks to establish a baseline, track your progress, and then design a treatment which seems to have a large component of balancing hormonal fluctuations within your body. Dr. Pat, do you have anything to add?
Well, the only thing I want to add is the fact that you are right on about it. And I love the way you're paying attention to your own energy and body. I mean, the fact that you're really calling in and saying, I think there's something more. Look, you know, whenever we think there's something more, there usually is something more there, but it doesn't always have to be negative. So that's what I just want to say. I think that you're right on with what you're getting, but you know, let me just give you a little street smart insight. Whenever we get that, I think there's more there, right? What is the place we go? We go to, I think there's more bad stuff. And it's like more bad stuff. Hold a neutral energy, right? Hold neutral. Yes, I think there's more. Hold neutral. Don't put the rest of the sentence together, right? And just allow that to come in.
Oh, that's
you got to trust
yourself. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much, both of you. This is excellent. I'm so happy. I'm so pleased.
Oh my God, I love that poem. Thank you.
that was great. Post it on Facebook.
I absolutely will. Yeah, because if you post it on Facebook, then we can pull the clip out and play it and send it to you on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you both so much. You're so great. I so appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
I'm coming out. Wrong song. All right, Jacob.
Hey, whatever. It works. It's Valentine's Week.
Listen, I sang that song like many years ago. Let's go to phones. Let's keep it rolling, Jacob.
Cool.
What do you got?
Next up is Rosetta from Indiana. Rosetta, you're on with Psychic in the Dock.
Rosetta.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Welcome.
Well, I didn't know for sure what the show was going to be about, but I'm doing really great.
Well, right now it's about you, Rosetta. How can we help you?
Oh, like I said, I've got a house that I'm supposed to be living by myself, but I'm sure not. And there is, I'd like to know who's haunting in here. They keep you awake at night, and you hear them walking around. There's crashes going on. There's, like I said, they'll keep you awake all night if you let them.
Hold on. This is an interesting one. Let's see what we got here. Okay, I'm getting a female energy coming through. And what I'm getting with her is, wow, she's talking about gastric. Interesting. Do severe gastric issues connected with somebody that could be on your mother's generational level, could be like a mom or an aunt or like a friend that was older, someone that had some type of major gastric, stomach and GI tract problems. Also, I'm getting the sense that this person in life very well may have had pancreatic problems, which would be pancreatitis, pancreatic cancer, but it could also be a diabetes. Does any of that make sense to you?
I've got a couple of them like that, yeah.
Is one of those people your mother?
Yeah, she has some, but my dad did too, and I have this. I've got a horrible part.
Okay, so I'm picking up, your dad's on the other side too, isn't he?
Yes.
Did he roll his own tobacco or roll something? Because when I mentioned him, he's rolling something up and I'm smelling some smoke.
He used to chew tobacco all the time.
All right, that'll work. Okay, if I'm seeing the tobacco out, chewing tobacco, great. This is your parents. Now, they're not here to scare you.
Yes.
What they're doing is they are trying to direct, they want to get your attention, which obviously they have. And there's also something like in your bedroom with this lamp that has got this funky lampshade that's like flickering or something. They keep rattling that. They want to get your attention. Yeah, okay, see, they are like, they're very concerned about your health issues, that you're not focusing on it properly. Like you're kind of like, yeah, I know I got this, but I'm just sort of skating on it. So they want to get your attention on that. And once you start doing that, they said they're going to back off. They'll still come to you, but they're not going to be as boisterous, shall we say.
Yeah.
So Dr. Pat's.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Well, what do you think of that? Because what I got a sense is when I think, Mark, what you said was they're not going to be as boisterous. Are you disappointed about that?
Well, no, what it is right now, I just had back surgery and I'm not over it. And I'm into the fourth or fifth month of it.
Yeah, boy. Woo.
Is there something that you're not doing during your recovery that you're supposed to be doing?
That's a tricky question, isn't that?
More.
Like walking. Like walking is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I bet you have a list of things. Do you know why I say that? Do you know why I'm saying that to you? that I think you have a list. I just got my knee replaced.
Oh, I've got a list of things they told me to do.
That's what I'm saying, sister. Now, on your list, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. I know, it's right. Let's help each other here. I just got my knee replaced, and everything's great. No problem. But there's a list. The list. And the list from the doctor. There's the list from the physical therapist. There's the list from my one and only Mary Jane Mack. There is the list from my other doctor. The list. There are five lists. Then I got Linda, my best friend from Jersey. She is the list keeper. Everything's got to get done on the list. I can't, there's not enough hours in the day for me to meditate on all that. So here's what I want to say to you. What are the most important things they want you to do on the list? Just give me three. Just give me three. Not the ones you want to do, just the most important. What are the top three they want you to do?
I didn't hear that.
What are the top three things they want you to do? Not the ones that we want to do, but yeah, what are the top three that they want you to do? What, every time you see the doctors, and they must tell you to do something. I bet drink water is number one, right?
They want me to walk, number one, a lot more. And
okay.
Like I said, right now we've got over a foot of snow, and I can't get out, so I do it here at the house, and then I've got a treadmill I walk on.
That works.
But are you doing it?
Yeah, it does.
Are you doing the treadmill?
I haven't been lately.
That's what I
haven't
I
been
know.
Lately.
That's okay. We all have love hangovers today, so you don't have to worry about it today because you get a bye because of the love hangover we got. That's
well,
it. We all get a pass.
My husband passed away, and I know he's in here all the time.
Oh. Mm.
He bugs the living hell out of me.
So let's just pick this thing. Here's what I want to say to you. Sometimes this stuff is overwhelming. What would it look like if you can make an agreement with yourself to simply turn on the treadmill and stand on it every day? You notice I'm not saying to get on your treadmill 20 minutes. I ain't saying that. But can you make an agreement with yourself to do that?
Yeah, I have to.
Okay. But I'm not even telling you to get on it for 20. I'm just saying make an agreement. You're going to get to the treadmill and you're going to flip the switch on it. And it's going to go treadmill, right?
Yes.
Then see what you do.
I will.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
All right, thank you, Rosetta.
You got to check back in with us. I want to hear the treadmill story because, you know, when I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself right now. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, so you got anything about my husband being around here?
Uh-oh, the husband. She wants to know anything about her husband.
It's something about your ear. He's talking about your ear. You having some issue with your ear, particularly feels like your left ear.
Yes.
All right, and
I'm
almost deaf
in the right, and the left ear, my hearing aids aren't working very well.
Okay, so he's telling you get those worked on.
So treadmill number one,
hearing aids
number two. And drink water is number three. That's from me. Okay. See, we made it really easy for you. Have some fun with it, too. Play a little Diana Ross on the treadmill.
Okay,
thank you for calling in. Hey, we're going to take a short break here, and we will be right back, and we're going to go right to those phones. You're listening to The Psychic and the Doc with me, Dr. Pat, and Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7, just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask, with a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. And always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Please visit my website, evidenceofeternity.com. Sign up for the newsletter to keep you up to date on upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc. You can schedule a one-on-one reading with me over the phone, and that way I'll get time to spend with you, and we're going to get a lot of your relatives coming through. I did a reading the other night. We had 11 spirits come through. So
Wow. All right. We are ready for all of you. All right, Jacob, who do we have waiting so patiently?
Got Debbie from New Jersey.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. How are you? What part of Jersey are you at?
Tom's River.
Nice. Down the shore. I grew up in New York, in Jersey. Yeah, beautiful. How can we help you today?
Okay. I was just wondering if Mark could pick up on anyone who might be around me. I have a lot of friends and family on the other side, and I was wondering if anyone, if he can pick up on anyone. I feel people around me all the time.
Okay, let's give it a go. All right, female energy coming through. Now, what's interesting with her, Debbie, is that she feels like she very well may be on your level, which could mean like a friend, sibling, cousin. So that's your generation. And what I'm getting with her is, wow, I'm getting this massive impact sensation in my head. What that indicates is that this could have been traumatic, but in either event, it was an abrupt, unexpected passing. I'm tasting a lot of blood. Doesn't always mean an external bleed out, could be an internal hemorrhage. The thing is, though, it doesn't feel to me that she died immediately. It feels that she lingered for a bit right after this, and that there's some connection between you and her with the month of July. Does this make any sense to you?
I know. I'm sort of baffled here. I don't know.
All right, let's start with the month of July. Don't worry about a connection to anyone else. Is there a significance to you with the month of July? Births, deaths, anniversaries, or events?
No, my mom passed my mom's birthday is June. She's over there. She's on the other side. But no, I can't think of anything in July. I'm at a loss.
All right. Let's put July off to the side. If you have a female friend that may have died very abruptly, possibly car accident or some other type of traumatic injury.
No, I don't know that either.
Okay, so I'm not. Let's find out. Hold on. Go ahead.
I'm confused.
You know what? This person may make sense to you later on, but what she's telling me is that there's some issue with you and what's going on with your skin. Okay, and she's focusing on skin, and I get like itchy. Now, that's not necessarily saying that you're itchy, but there could be some like dryness, some type of issue happening with you, because I'm getting this whole dermatological sensation. Does that make any sense?
Nope.
Then this person's not for you. This could be for another caller. So sometimes that's how that works.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, it's like I'm not a bouncer. I can't tell them, hey, you take a hike. But what I'm getting is this woman, she's got hair down to about like her shoulders. It's kind of blondish. I'm getting the impact sensation. Feels like a traumatic passing. There's some major thing about July, and the person that she wants to communicate to is having some issue with dermatology.
No, it must be for a different caller. It's not me at all.
Just write it down just in case something pops up. You know what I'm saying there?
I will.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, please let us know. Please call back. Thank you so much for calling in. Hey, we're going to keep going here, but I want to go here to Facebook. Judy, I got your message. This is so sweet. This is so very sweet. Judy Crenshaw Powell is saying, I would like to wish my husband happy birthday and a happy Valentine's Day. His name is Jan Powell. Jan, happy birthday and happy Valentine's Day. And if I had Judy's permission, I would break out in the Marilyn Monroe version of happy birthday. But I won't do that because she did not ask me to do that. Happy birthday and happy Valentine's Day to you, Jan. Wow. Feel the love right there. Shake up.
All right. Next up is Heidi from Texas.
Hi, Heidi. Welcome to the show. You're live on The Psychic and the Doc.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you guys tonight?
Great.
What can we help you with, Heidi?
I guess I have a love hangover. I had a special friendship with someone this past year, and we were very close, and just a great connection, and then just some traumatic things happened in his life, and we needed to separate and go our separate ways. And I'm just having the hardest time getting over it. And I've been divorced before and have had broken relationships before. And yeah, they've been hard, but this one feels like separating Velcro. I don't know how else to describe it, but I'm just having a really hard time. And I don't know why this is different and why I can't get over it.
If I may, I'm getting a male energy on the other side connecting with you. And what I get with this gentleman is it feels like he had a lot of lung involvement when he died, like a burning sensation. I'm getting a lot of smoke, like he may have been a very heavy smoker, getting a lot of circulation issues in his feet and his feet, legs, his hands. And it feels to me that his passing was not a quick event. This feels a lot like a cancerous condition. And definitely a male figure. Does this make sense to you?
Yep, my grandfather.
Your grandfather. Okay. So he wants to front and center. Was he military? Because I'm getting this front and center type of thing about him.
Actually, he wasn't. That would be another grandfather.
All right. See, well, we could have both of them because this is part of what I call collective consciousness communication. You have sent out a frequency beacon. That you are suffering and the grandfathers are coming to the rescue. Okay, let's see. All right, smoking grandfather, he wants to talk first. All right, hold on. He said that you felt that this young man was your soulmate. And he said that in a sense that he was, but in a sense that he wasn't. In the sense that he was, because you found somebody that you felt completely relaxed, at ease, and totally simpatico, but he wasn't because he didn't feel the same way about you. You were 110% in. He was only 80% in, but he's rethinking it. But don't count on him coming back. Dr. Pat, do you have any insights on this?
I have a few. One of the things I talk about on my other show is not to underestimate this time we're going through. Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
Okay. It's an energy that we're passing through. And it's an energy that carried forward for about 18 months now, right? And I don't know how recent your divorce was. Is it pending?
No, I've been divorced 3 years now.
Okay. Boy, I can feel your heartbreak. I have to tell you, it's not easy. And I'm not going to be one of these people that tells you it is, right? I will tell you one thing. There are ways for you to find a path to freedom around this. And I'm not like saying that it's going to be any less painful, but you will get relief to the point where it will be. Right? My sense is it's time to get some energy clearing. Do you know what I mean by energy clearing?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And you as somebody that has worked in the field of psychology, you notice I didn't jump to go see a therapist, right?
Right.
Because
absolutely.
I didn't go there. I mean, you can go there. And if you do, find someone that does energy and spiritual work. Okay. Because sometimes when we're this deeply involved, it really requires some additional layering of work that may go beyond this relationship, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've wondered if it's generational.
That's it.
Previous trauma coming up.
That's exactly, you know, not knowing you, it would be unethical for me to say something like that on air to you because I'm not working with you and I don't know you, but you just said it yourself. And that's why I'm saying to you, find somebody to work with. Where do you live?
Dallas.
Okay. Two things I want to tell you. You can find this help some places in Texas, and you can find this help outside of Texas, okay?
Okay.
There are ways for you to get this help, but I would start reaching out and getting some help, especially energetically, especially, you know, my sense is there's just some trauma to be done. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, there's a woman that I worked with and I've had her on my show. Her name is Dr. Stephanie Mines, M-I-N-E-S. She is one of the few doctorate psychologists that doesn't talk about post-traumatic stress disorder the way others do. She talks about shock. And the fact that people talk about PTSD like it never happened or like it's something that happens in a moment, she doesn't do that. She talks about the fact and the validity of a life traumatic event is shocking to your system. And she and perhaps one of her fantastic practitioners might be able to get you some relief. And because I don't know you, I don't know what's going to fit for you. But my message to you is reach out. Please don't try to take this journey alone.
Thank you. Well, that's why I called. I just know this is beyond my capacity to do by myself. And I've tried. I really have. But I know that I need some guidance or intervention or something.
If I
went through something similar as well.
Yeah, if I can jump in real quick, that's what we're here for. That's what the psychic and the doc are all about.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really glad that you said, I can't go through this by myself.
Right.
And this is for everybody. for people coping with grief, with a love hangover, don't go through it alone. That's what your friends, your family, that's what Dr. Pat and I are here for. Reach out. Don't think that you have to go through pain and suffering alone. There's people out there who will help. So, it's tough. And especially, you know, when you're going through the love hangover, it's, you know, you start feeling, well, I'm not worthy. I'm not attractive. I'm not this, I'm not that. We've all been there. Yeah. And unfortunately that's where we are now. So that's what Dr. Pat is helping pull you out of that pit.
And I'm going to say this to you. You are perfect just the way you are. So I want to make sure you hear what I'm saying. Can you hear me? Can you say that? Can you say I am perfect just the way I am?
I am perfect just the way I am.
Yeah. So the fact that I'm asking you to reach out and get help has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with that. Sometimes we have generational layers, past life layers. Who knows the layers we have? I don't know. I had a memory of my uncle the other day. Geez, where is that coming from? So please reach out. Dr. Stephanie Mines is one place to start. Look up. I think she calls it shock. I think she's at Tara, T-A-R-A. Please check it out. But at least start your journey, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you both for your input and your recommendations and your help. Yeah. I already feel better just even getting
it. Yeah, you've got super energy. You've got super great energy, sister. I'm just telling you right there. You got some like star shining energy on you. You deserve this freedom.
I appreciate you both so much. Thank I've followed you guys for a while now, and I'm just grateful I was able to get through. So thank you so much for all you guys do. You guys
you
are healing the world.
And call back in. Check back
let
in
us
with
know.
Us. Yeah, let us know.
Yep. Thank you. Okay. So one thing before we go to phone. I said happy birthday to Jan and happy Valentine's Day to Jan. And Judy says his name is Jan Powell and he's on the other side. But I still said happy birthday.
Why not?
I think maybe you should say happy birthday.
Absolutely. Oh, he gets a big kick out of it. Yeah, he gets a real big kick out of it. He said, thank you for honoring me. Thank you for honoring me. Hey, do we know if Jan passed from a massive cardiac arrest? Do we have any?
Judy, you'd have to ping me on Facebook and I'll get your message. Massive cardiac. So
it's almost like he's given me a bit of a joke, and there's nothing funny about a heart attack, but it's a heart attack and it's like the heart. You see what I'm saying? Like Cupid's arrow hitting the heart like, like that. So,
okay. Yeah. And Judy, I want to know if he really did like Marilyn Monroe. Judy says cancer. I'm just curious about the Marilyn Monroe thing because I don't know where that came from. Thank you, Judy. We'll try to get you more information. I hope someday you will call in. I think we have time for one more caller, I think, Jacob.
Let's do it. We've got Paulette from Florida.
Hi, Paulette from Florida. You're live on the Psychic in the Dark.
Hi. I'm an old friend of Mark. I don't know if you remember me from Florida and the Aquarian dreams. But I think I was trying to get a...
I do remember you. Well, thank you. Sorry. Thank you for calling in. It's so great to hear you. It's like Paulette disappears. Like, where's Paulette? Well, here you are. Well, thank you.
I worry when people call into my shows and say, hey, do you remember me from Middlesex, New Jersey? I'm like, oh, no, I can't remember you from there. But this sounds
well,
like a good
we had
go
quite a connection.
Yeah, Paulette is sweet as pie.
Thank you. I'm thinking that my mother, who's on the other side, was trying to give me a Valentine message or some type of a message. And the reason I say that is when my partner and I were dancing to music, in the living room and enjoying the easy listening music on TV, a song came up that I never heard before, and the title was Estrelita. And it astounded me because that was my mother's stage name, and she was a dancer. And I can't imagine what else she's trying to tell me.
That's a pretty amazing. When we were doing the show on frequency beacons, that is a prime example of a frequency beacon. You're thinking about your mom, then you hear the song that is her or was her stage name. Okay, let's see what she wants you to know. Hold on. Ow. Did she have rheumatoid arthritis or some problems with her hands? Or could this be something that you're dealing with? All of a sudden, my knuckles and my hands really, really hurt.
No, neither. My mother-in-law, yes.
Ah, mother-in-law. She's on the other side?
She's on the other side.
Okay, so we got your mom and we got your mother-in-law. Hold on. Interesting. They're singing a very merry on birthday to you, to you. Interesting. Whenever I hear that song, that's from Disney's Alice in Wonderland, and that could indicate significant births, deaths, anniversaries, or events 3 weeks either side of today. So think 6 week time frame, today smack in the middle. Births, deaths, anniversaries, or events connect to them or you or somebody very close to you. The other possibility is, and we know that your mom's stage name was like a variation on Alice or Lisa, so it could be that as well. Does any of this make sense to you?
The date of February 8th was my late husband's birthday.
And there we go. So you got, your folks are lining on up to say hello to you. Hold on. Interesting. The message, the collective message from your loved ones that they wanted you to know is lost but not forgotten. Lost but not forgotten. In other words, you know that they didn't disintegrate. You know, you have lost loved ones, but you have never forgotten anyone. And so they're repaying the favor by letting you know they're aware of that.
Wow. Thank you. That, what a beautiful message.
I thank them. I'm just the courier.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for connecting with us. Wow. What a great show. Yeah. I've got the love hangover now. Mark, again, for folks, if you want to find out about me, please just go to the drpatshow.com. Go over to transformationtalkradio.com and you can really listen to a bunch of our other fabulous hosts. Mark, how do they find out about you? Plug in, book sessions with you, all of the above.
Evidenceofeternity.com, just like what Dr. Pat said, sign up for readings. And please sign up for my newsletter to keep you up to date on upcoming episodes of The Psychic and the Doc. And you know, Dr. Pat, if we got just a minute, you brought up a very interesting point in the caller before last about a generational healing.
Yeah.
And if people go to my website, I'm going to be one of the speakers in the Ancestral Healing Summit, which is exactly what Dr. Pat was talking about, how through generations, we can have physical, mental, emotional, spiritual issues, problems, and that spirits from our ancestors can and will reach out to guide you out of those health issues. And this isn't some airy, fairy, angels and bunny concept. This is a very real thing. And it's a free summit. If you go to my website, you'll see it in the calendar of events. Just click there and it'll tell you how to sign up. And Dr. Pat and I will be back next week at the same PsyDoc time and same PsyDoc place.
Yeah. And really tune into Transformation Talk Radio as well. We announce for everybody what we're planning. And we've got something interesting we're planning next week as well. As the show grows and as we talk with all of you about what you want more of, we are here providing it. So thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Jacob, thank you for pushing all the right buttons. Linda and Jessica for answering all the phones. And if you didn't get in this week, come on back next week. Thanks, Mark. Great show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.